crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs will burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and steals by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the Bureau Supply for raging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film.
Greg and Harry coming around the bend. No, what the heck? Got Greg and Harry sitting here from Popgun. We're going to get to you guys later.
Yeah, though. You told us not to make any noise.
Yeah, I did, and now I'm talking to you. No, that's cool. I'm going to try and get on Facebook and see what kind of requests we have, do some requests before we get to you guys. You have a new song, though?
A few new songs we're bringing today, Brian.
Okay. Like, I thought they were going to play live, but this might be just as good. It hasn't been heard on radio?
There has not. It's a world debut of idealized versions of three kick-ass tunes.
All right. Like all right.
Yeah.
Well, let's do a few requests, and then we'll get back to Pop Gun, all right?
Sounds good, man.
All right, cool.
We're listening.
I know I got some requests for T-Rex, so here you go. Teenage Dream, MFO.
Said at the end of it.
Oh wait, oh. We are a crash course for the ravers. By the way,
yeah.
Can't you hear them scream?
Yeah. negotiate my hide. When God did take my logic for a ride.
Breathe deeply. I will see the breathing deeply. the golden age of rock and roll.
WMFO. It is a crash course for the Reavers show. We just heard some Mott the Hoople there, Golden Age of Rock and Roll. We started the show off with Thigh Scrapers, of course, then Mark Bolan and T-Rex with Teenage Dream and Explosive Mouth, and then David Bowie, The Width of a Circle, live from that's like one of my favorites, Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, the motion picture soundtrack. Get that DVD. It's awesome. It's like the best concert ever. You will wish you were there. And speaking of wishing I was somewhere, I wish I was at Mott the Hoople, but I had to do some other stuff.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll do it again. I know he's getting up there. But
yeah, I mean, yeah, it's he's getting close to 80 right now. So it was pretty amazing, though, because you know, it's been 45 years since Mott played in the U.S., and I never thought it was going to happen.
Right.
And it was also my favorite.
I mean, Ian Hunter came over and did some stuff.
Yeah, he plays with the Rant Band, and they do smaller places, and he's played the Paradise.
And I'm sure they do Mott the Hoople.
They
songs.
Do, but, I mean, they went really deep here on, like, the Hoople album, because it was the 1974 version.
Did they look glam for this, like, with Ariel Bender?
Yeah, Ariel, of course, like, went over the top. Yeah,
what was he wearing?
He's wearing these pants that like had like these flannel things all cut out and everything.
Yeah.
It was like very bright. He's wearing a beret and, you know, had a shirt with his chest exposed.
He was glam.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Great stuff. Well, this is Pop Gun I'm speaking to.
Yes.
We have Harry.
Yep.
Harry the singer and
Bass player.
And Greg Walsh, drummer.
Yes.
Jim Melanson, guitars.
Yep.
And you're missing someone.
Dylan isn't here.
Yeah, he doesn't do interviews.
Yeah, he's reclusive.
What instrument does Dylan play?
Dylan plays the second guitar in the band.
Right, rhythm.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah. Well, you guys brought some new stuff.
We did, yeah.
Tell him about it, Jim.
Jim's been working hard on it.
Where did you record this?
We recorded it upstairs in my barn, Brian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, and...
I've been there.
Yes, you have.
Used to practice with the Scrapers.
Yep. I was an original thigh scraper.
He was. Jim Melanson was a thigh scraper.
He admits it.
He owns it. Once a thigh scraper, always a thigh scraper.
This is called Evelyn. And this is a song that Harry wrote about a woman named Evelyn McHale, who, what was it, in the 30s?
30s or 40s, yeah.
Yeah, she had leaped from... The Empire State.
Oh, the one on the famous photograph of the woman smashing in the car. Yeah,
exactly right. Yeah.
Yep, she was a beautiful girl, and even when she was lying there in the car, you never would have known.
She was just asleep, not dead.
Yeah, she looks like a beautiful model.
Very sad story. Sad story, but
made into a pop song.
Yeah,
let's get happy about it.
It's a happy song about death.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is brand new stuff from Pop Gun. This one's called Evelyn.
Trust so high.
101.5 WMFO. Yes, they change things all the time here on me, and that stuff happens. So we'll cue up that one. Track two, huh?
That was track one we just
heard. We just heard track one, Evelyn, about the woman who jumped from a building. What were you saying? She didn't want her body to be seen?
Yeah, seen, buried. She wanted it destroyed. She wanted no memory of her existence, really. She was it's a sad story. Her mother had abandoned her family when she was a little girl, and she was afraid that she was going to do the same thing to her family when she was engaged to this guy, and she didn't want to go through with it because she just didn't feel right about it, and she jumped to her death and landed on a UN Cadillac. A UN
car. Speak closer to the...
Yeah, so it's really just a...
He's...
come on, yep.
You're on now.
And
I have nothing to say.
I don't think you were talking, but I hope it wasn't important if you did.
Not only was this the world debut of the song, it's the first time I've ever heard it in this, because Jim did the mixing himself.
Oh, really?
And then brought it here.
Well, what do you think?
That's great.
That's fabulous.
Did it in the band.
Great job, Jim.
Thanks.
I've got Pop Gun in the studio. If you have a question for them, 855-915-9636 is the number. What's the second track called?
Second track is called Stop the World. And this one, we've had it in our set list for a while.
Are these all going on an album?
We're going to just do a 5-song digital release.
Okay, they're going to be an EP.
Yeah, we'll throw it up on Bandcamp, maybe CD Baby, and see if anybody buys it.
I'll buy the damn thing. I'll buy it.
Five songs for $4. I don't know.
No,
whatever.
Five for five.
Are you going to make any CDs?
We're talking about possibly.
No, we are. Yeah, we are.
Okay. CDs are old, and they're also.
But they're still good to pass out, right?
They're also the easiest way for me to put them in the system. I'm still learning how to put files in.
You'll get a CD, maybe we should print buttons because buttons are nice.
It's really hard, like if you want to pass it out digitally, like have to give somebody a computer or something. Yeah. You know,
hey, free computer with every download.
All right. So track two, what's this one called again?
Stop the World.
Stop the World. It's Pop Gun, brand spanking new on 91.5 WMFO.
Run.
Not a lot of time between songs.
All right.
It's like side two of
Abbey
Road. I just
got to turn it down that way. I don't know why it won't stop. It's a newer CD player. And
it's a new CD.
It'll never stop.
Never stopping, man.
Just keeps on going. Lives inside your head.
There. It's cued on three.
All right.
Are we going to do three next?
Why not?
Yeah, I mean,
we're gonna rock this thing.
Well, first, let me put this last song in. What was the last song called?
Stop the World. Stop the World, Ryan.
All right. Yeah. Talk amongst yourselves while
we'll talk about our May 3rd show? Stigmatics in Corolla DeVille.
Go ahead. Talk about that right now.
Okay, we have a May 3rd show with the Stigmatics in Corolla DeVille at the Jenny Johnston.
Jeannie Johnston. I'm playing there May 10th.
Nice.
What date do you got?
May 3rd.
May 3rd. We're a week before you.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. All right.
What was some other friends of mine have a show there on the 15th.
Now I'm at the spot. What was the name of that last song?
Stop the World.
This is great radio.
It is great radio.
It is great radio. Are you kidding me?
All right. I'm just making sure I'm getting you in the system.
Dude, you're all good.
All right.
You're the only one in the world that has it in the system. Right?
Yep. That's right. Well, no, I did send it to Carmelita.
Good. Awesome.
Well, I
won't actually be in the system until you get me a CD. But this is so it shows up. I've played it today.
Yeah, it's Spinatron.
Spinatron, yep.
All right.
Spinatron.
You guys
we have other gigs, too.
Yeah, tell us all about your gigs.
Yeah, we do. We have July. We have
July 11th.
I stacked this in July.
You did.
Thursday, July 11th at Opus with The Fighting Fish and 61 Ghosts.
Right. Nice.
And
friends
then,
with all those guys.
Then we have
July 14th.
14th at the Midway.
Sunday.
With
afternoon show.
Is that with Brigands? I think it's with Brigands.
Yeah, Brigands, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the full lineup on that one, but that's a nice afternoon show.
Good. At the Midway. Then September
20th.
20th at Kodo in Salem.
And we just added the Vic Morrow to the show.
Yep, Vic Morrow's to that one.
Shout out to Chris Gagnon. He's listening.
All right.
Wow, I thought I had a lot of shows. Yeah. You guys got...
Yeah, we got shows.
We can't keep track, Brian.
Yeah, what do you got, 10 shows going?
Yeah. Jim has 10.
Jim does,
yeah. Me and Greg only have the four that Pop Gun has, you know.
Right.
I'm buried. Yeah. In a cesspool of music. It's nice. Well, I'm swimming. We're drowning? I don't know.
Very cool. These are all heard for the first time on the radio here in WMFO. Brand new Pop Gun.
What's next, Jim? What's the order of the CD?
Next one is Soul Sucker. Now, the end of Soul Sucker is going to be what the end of the world sounds like.
Okay.
I thought of that on the way
There'll be a sucking sound?
No.
Jim just blew up the song. Excellent. That's good. The end. I like that. Blew up the world.
Yeah. At the end of the song, that's what it's. You know, not that we did it, but that's what it's going to sound like.
Okay.
You know, we don't take personal responsibility for anything.
Right.
Least of all ourselves.
All right. Let's check it out. Soul Sucker.
Soul Sucker.
Brand new Pop Gun on MFO.
Miles away. We don't care what you do.
expecting an explosion or something there.
Well,
yeah.
I don't have all the big fancy studio stuff to do that.
So it I'm just going to hear James Melanson guitar at the end of the world.
Ended like on a whimper, not a bang.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's completely going to end on a whimper.
Yeah.
That's all anything that's going on right now deserves is a whimper. It doesn't deserve anything colossal.
Oh, come on. Don't be so down.
Well, I'll give you two guesses who that song was about, and the second guess doesn't count.
Brian, you're
I can't do that. They might be listening.
No, he's not listening.
It's not about anybody local.
Yeah. Okay. Trump.
Right.
Okay.
Boom. Nailed it.
Not all of us endorse that song.
Yeah. He's going to use it in his next
game. You're out of the van.
When 90-
I know you want to know something. We got to run it by him, you know.
We're 91 points.
Like anything
hey, guys, let me talk one at a time here. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're live with Pop Gun playing brand new stuff from them. And is this the first stuff you've recorded since you broke up and got back together again?
Yeah.
What was the big breakup about?
I don't know. Ask Harry.
It's a big secret?
It's a secret, yeah. No, it's just, you know, we all get to points in our lives where you know, you don't find time for some of the things you love because you have so many other responsibilities.
You were just busy. You got real busy.
Yeah, but I didn't express that in the right way, you know.
Right.
And it kind of ended the band.
It got ugly.
Yeah, not ugly. No. These guys are great.
I didn't feel that way. No,
I love these guys. No.
Well, not you know, with. I thought between these two, maybe, but I don't know. I didn't know the story at all.
I don't know, Jim. What have you been saying?
You quit.
Yeah, basically, it just came out. I didn't get anyone any warning, and I quit. Yeah. You know, but it wasn't because of the music.
It came as a surprise
to
you
and all of us out of the blue because we felt like we were doing pretty well, but
you were.
You can definitely understand that if someone has other priorities and you have a family, you know, things
can
take care of that.
You know? Well, everything's. Yeah. Happy and hunky dory now,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
I'll have to play some hunky dory, right?
There you go.
Bewley Brothers.
Actually, we are. Oh, okay. Because we did the David Bowie already. But what's the? What are we on? The fourth song?
Yeah, fourth song. This is called "In Celebration of Spring." This is called "Winter Long," which I think we had almost every intention of releasing last year
during the winter, but didn't quite work out.
We were going to make the video in the winter too, but now that spring's here. We'll have to adapt, and improve.
No, we just have to wait 6 months. Okay. Winter will be here again. Winter is coming.
We'll do it as budget allows.
The North shall prevail.
Okay. Brand spanking new Pop Gun, Winter Long on MFO. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Nice and done, Brian.
91.5 WMFO in Medford, doing this without my headphones. Yeah.
It sounded
that's
great,
a, Brian. That's a first. I'm like, I felt deaf.
You're a pro, dude. You don't need those.
I felt deaf.
Like the Beatles in the early days. Can't hear yourself.
We are a crash course for the ravers. We got one more song to go from Popgun. If you have a question for the guys, call now. 855-915-9636. And anything else we need to go over?
This is a song called Time Has Come Today, which we did not write. It's a
Chambers Brothers.
Originally a Chambers Brothers song. And it's odd. You know, we've always played this song, and it turns out I have kind of a connection to the song through my wife. One of my wife's best friends is Lester Chambers' daughter of the Chambers Brothers. Lester Chambers, the guy who wrote the song.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to